today is from Acts, and it's the first chapter, starting from verse 3, it's on page 1092 of your Bible. After his suffering, he presented himself to them and gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Then they gathered round him and asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom of Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently up into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand there looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you so much, Dave. Do keep that Bible passage open in front of you. Coming back, you can just check that I'm not making stuff up. It's all coming from there. Okay, now, it's summer holiday time, and summer holidays are a great time for going on journeys. Now, has anyone, or is anyone, going to be taking a journey on a plane this summer holiday? All a few of us have been going on planes. Anyway, where have you been, Monty, on plane?
Turkey.
Turkey, very exciting. Anyone else got any plane rides? Sam, where are you headed?
Yeah.
Oh, exciting. Wonderful. Plane rides, very exciting. You're going to get stuck in the queues at the airport. Okay, what about boats? Anyone going anywhere on holiday on a boat? Oh, where are you going, Josh Alex?
Northern Ireland.
Brilliant. Hope it's not too choppy on the crossing. Anyone else going there taking a journey on a boat? No? You're the only ones in the whole church taking a journey on the boat. Well done, guys. But what about train? Anyone going anywhere on the train this summer? Oh, I have been. I've just come back from Edinburgh and I had a, not very sleepful, but a ride on the train coming back. Journeys are so important. And we need the planes and the trains and the boats to take us on journeys that we couldn't otherwise do. Because if I was going to get to Turkey, as hard as I flap my hands and jump into the air, I'm not going to be able to fly there. I'm a rubbish swimmer. So if I had to try and swim across Northern Ireland, I think there's a pretty good chance I'd sink. So I need to get on a plane or get on the boat to make a journey that I couldn't do by myself. Okay? And today, we are going to be thinking about an amazing journey that Jesus made. I'm going to be thinking about what that journey means for us, okay? So those are going to be our two points, because Jesus makes a journey that is absolutely impossible for us to make by ourselves. But if we're with him, it is possible. Okay, let's have a look at the couple of sentences from the Apostles' Creed that we are going to be thinking about today. So let's say these words together again. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. Now, did anyone spot the amazing journey that Jesus makes in these verses? From the ground to heaven, exactly. He descended to the dead, and now he's in heaven. Right, so let me put up, I've got some signposts to help with where we're going. So, so we've got death, and we've got heaven. That journey's a lot bigger than I made it look on stage, but okay. Now, we start our journey in a very, very sad place. Death is a sad place. Death wasn't part of God's good world when He made it in the beginning. Death wasn't there. But sadly, one day, all of us are going to die. And last week, you remember, we saw that Jesus died. Remember, Sam had a big wooden cross up here to remind us when Jesus died. Jesus was properly dead. Jesus was here. Death. And for lots of us, we think the journey stops at death. Now, my journey through to heaven here is blocked. I've got a big, it doesn't really look, it's falling apart a little bit, but it looks like a big gravestone that says, death. Most of us think that's the end. We'll never get to heaven. But the other side, we're stuck behind death. But you know what? Jesus does something amazing. Jesus destroys death. Jesus beats death and makes it possible for us to join Him in heaven. That is really wonderful news. Jesus beats death. Now, if you look in Acts chapter 1, the passage that David just read for us, we see that Luke, who's writing that book, gives us lots of evidence to show us that Jesus has done this and He's smashed through death. Let's have a look at some verses together. If you look at verse 3, little number 3 there in our Bibles, we see that Jesus presented Himself to the disciples. He showed Himself to them and went, look, it's me. It's me, I'm back. I was dead, and now I'm alive. Look, you can see the holes in my hands. He gave the disciples many convincing proofs. He gives them all the evidence they need to know that this is really Jesus, who was dead, is now alive. And He appeared to them over a period of 40 days. It wasn't just a one-off thing. It wasn't just something the disciples maybe imagined. He appeared to them lots of times. Luke is showing us that Jesus has beaten death. He smashed it up. Look, it's all smashed up. Nothing can stop Jesus making this journey from death to heaven. Okay? Now the next line says, He ascended His heaven. Does anyone know what the word ascended means? Anyone any ideas what the word ascended means? Anyone with any thoughts? Is it, come on, maybe a word can help us. Anyone, what does ascended mean? Go on, someone, be brave, shout out.
Going up.
Going up. Thank you, Sam. Going up. Jesus went up to heaven. Have a look at verse 9, at number 9. So Jesus is talking to his disciples, giving them a job to do, telling them to wait for the Holy Spirit. And then something amazing happens. After He said this, He was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid Him from their sight. So Jesus is talking, giving His disciples this job, and then whoosh! All of a sudden, Jesus is gone, and the disciples are left looking like this. And I think every single one of us would be looking exactly the same. If I suddenly disappeared off the stage in front of you now, you would all be going, oh! Had gone to heaven. He's made that journey from death to heaven. Now, Jesus being in heaven, that kind of makes total sense. Because He is absolutely 100% fully God. So it makes sense He's in heaven because that's where God the Father is. The thing is, Jesus is also 100% fully human, like you and me. And that's a bit of a problem. Because normally, humans and God can't be next to one another because humans do all that sin. We all live the way against God. That means we shouldn't be able to be with God. That's what the whole Bible, the first half of the Bible, has been telling us, a big problem. How God and humans have to be kept separate. But now Jesus is there in heaven. Is that possible? What does that mean for us? Well, just to help us, I'm going to show us a quick video about something that happened 50 or so years ago. when the man first landed on the moon. Have a watch to see, can you see what they are doing? Your victory. Where, O death, is your sin? And when you're having a picnic and you have a bee buzzing around you, it's a bit annoying. And bees can sting and hurt. But Paul's like, death can't do that to us. Death can't bother us anymore. It's like a bee that's lost its stinger. It can't do us any damage. It's annoying. Yes, it's really sad and painful. But it can't stop us making this journey to meet with God. That is really good news. Jesus has defeated death. And if we're trusting in him, then he carries us through in our journey to be with God. Right? Now, Jesus, because he was unique, because he was the first one to do this, he did the journey in 2 steps, he came back to life on earth, showed everyone who was alive, and then went up to heaven. Whereas we need to go automatically to be with God in heaven. But we can have real confidence that our journey doesn't stop or be done. If we're trusting in Jesus, if we're joined to him, if we're like passengers in the air, we will be with him in heaven. We don't have to be scared of death. And lastly, just as we finish, the second amazing thing that it means is when we talk to God, when we pray, we know that God understands and cares. You know, when we pray in Jesus' name, about all the good things and the bad things in this life, in our lives, Jesus understands. Jesus is there taking those prayers to God. Remember, Jesus is fully human. He was a human being like us, who ate his meals, who walked to school. He did all the normal things, and he understands. He knows the good things in life, the sad things in life too. He understands, he cares. Jesus gets it. So that means we can talk to God in prayer about anything and everything. When life is so good and we just want to say, thank you for all the good things, we can do that. Jesus knows it. God knows how brilliant life is, but also we're sad and we're lonely and we're hurt and we just want God to help us. We can ask him for that. Jesus understands. Maybe we think it would be better if Jesus was with us now. But actually, him making this journey from death to heaven, him being up in heaven now, is better for everyone. Everyone. Because if we're trusting in him, we can have real confidence that he listens and cares about the things that we pray about. That is wonderful news. So maybe when we go on our journey this week, we can think about the massive journey that Jesus made from death to life, this amazing journey that Jesus made. Let's thank him for making a way possible for us. If we're joined to him, if we're trusting in him, to go from death to life forever with him in heaven. Because he did this, and because he's still the king in heaven, let's pray with confidence. Because Jesus understands what life starts. Just for a couple of minutes as we finish now. Those of you with the sheets, if you're sort of in lanterns or torches, and you've got your mums and dads with you, have a look at those sheets and chat through some of the things that we've been thinking about. So you can finish some of the boxes on the sheets. You won't get them all done now, you can take them home. For those of you who've not got kids, why don't we just have a think about these three questions? Maybe turning boots or just think about them on your own. I want us to have 5 minutes just to reflect on what we've heard, to think about it, and to chew it over and think about what that means for us.